Hey, it's Real Talk with Tam. I'm here today to talk about this lovely R. Kelly release on Bond. It's my first episode, so backhash to where we're coming from off of City Boy United. There was a Pied Piper podcast that we did talking about, you know, surviving R. Kelly and everything that went down. Of course, you know, media has it out there that R. Kelly was arrested on Friday, went to court on Saturday, was given $1 million bond, which was $100,000 that he had to pay. The confusion in it for me is, why were females calling in to find out how much his bail is to bail him out? I'm confused on that piece. Like, you want to put up money for a man that has been accused on not one occasion, not two occasions, not three occasions, not four occasions of inappropriate conduct sexually with underage females. Why would you want to put bond up for him? I don't understand that. Me politically and morally and the person that I am, he would sit his ass in jail and rot. I'm not buying any more records of his. I haven't listened to any of his music, me personally. I mean, I know the music was made, but the music was made when he was being nasty. He was just being nasty. And then you want to put bail up for him. Like, I don't understand that. I wish somebody could help me comprehend that. Is there a comprehending to that? What do you think, Jay?
Well, hello, everybody. I'm Jay, I guess. Coming from the other podcast. I would say this. For people to do what they're doing now behind R. Kelly, it would only make sense. Because a lot of people don't believe that some of these artists are guilty. Simple as that. They don't want to believe it. It's the concept of that they're just saying that, and a lot of us do that. And the idea behind, like, R. Kelly's situation, there's going to be plenty of fans that's like, he could never do that. But we don't know him personally. We don't know him, you know, his mentality. We just know the artist. Same thing go for Bill Cosby. You know, some people will think that, you know, no matter how many allegations or whatever was put out about him,
okay,
you know, he was innocent, so...
So, yeah, we all, I mean, he's innocent until proven guilty. Get that. But I'm pretty sure that these females that's wanting to bail him out and guess it's just love or they just so in love with R. Kelly. I know they seen Surviving R. Kelly. I saw it. And I mean, the only thing that stuck out to me to make any type of factual to it is when that mother was riding around looking for her daughter. She goes to one hotel. She's not there. She goes to the next hotel. Her daughter's there. She knocks on the door. The daughter opens the door. The daughter won't let her in because the other chick is in there. But then when the mom goes downstairs, she calls her and she's able to talk to her that way. Right there, she was scared. She didn't want to come out. That's why I believe that there's truth in it.
I don't believe that either.
I do.
You know what? There's great actors in this world. And in this world of people like liking the show and liking the drama, for instance, and I hate to bring this one up again because we talked about it on our podcast the other day, but Monique, she played a role that was so defined that she got a lot of haters behind it, a lot of backlash behind it because she acted so well. Now, here's the thing. When you got somebody who has celebrity status and you don't, celebrity money and you don't, celebrity friends and you don't, celebrity paparazzi around them and you don't, and all of a sudden, here's an opportunity for you to have all that in the swoop of a word here or there. It makes it real convenient that someone can just, all these years you've been looking for her, now you can just show up and say, I'm just going to go. And then all of a sudden, you know exactly. I know that it just happened to be across the street.
It wasn't even like that.
That's exactly what she said. I was looking for it. I had word that she was around.
Oh, yeah. She got.
And all of a sudden, it was right across the street.
She went to the one. There was hotels in the area. She went to one hotel across the tip that she got. She went to this one hotel. She wasn't there. Then she said she just went across to the other hotel to check.
So she ain't had tips all those damn years. All of a sudden, this tip.
Nobody could find her.
As soon as you got a camera that can follow your ass around, all of a sudden these magical tips come out of everywhere. No. And all of a sudden you show your ass up.
He did
it. Because I can tell you now, I lost my sister for 14 fucking years or 10 years almost. For almost 10 years of my life. Looking for my little cousin, looking for my nephew. I mean, looking for my little nephew and all that. And lived not far away. This bitch left a whole nother state. And found this man.
Listen. R. Kelly is nasty. R. Kelly touched them little girls inappropriately. He had them little girls lay with him. He's nasty.
I don't know about that.
He's going to be found guilty.
Yeah. You know, what people do behind closed doors is one thing. What people do on camera that out of just pure stupidity... It's kind of like, it's just too fucking, that's just too easy. That is just way too easy. It's like,
he looked like a little nasty old mechanic.
He don't look like a stupid motherfucker either. I mean, real shit.
When you got people who saying they go over to his house and they have seen the way that them girls was treated.
And when they're saying now that they're finding more and more and more tapes, and now they got an accusation of someone being between 13 and 16.
Yeah.
Like, get the hell out of here, man.
Look at Aaliyah.
Like whose parent, after knowing all this for years, whose parent is just letting their kid disappear? How is your kid not coming back damaged in their head saying, like, I'm telling my friends at school? I don't hear nobody's kids' friends at school saying, like,
because a lot of them were only going for, to a couple of them were going for their music career. They were supposed to be there getting lessons. And these parents were stupid enough to allow that, because if it would have been my child and you were going for music lessons, okay, we'll schedule 2 hours out of the day. You're not going to stay there and do whatever.
At the end of the day, a lot of these parents left their kids alone with this man.
And they should be held accountable.
But they're not going to be.
They should be held accountable.
They ain't got
just as much as he should
be
held accountable.
They got nothing to be held
accountable for. They should, in child endangerment, they should be, that should be their charge, is child endangerment.
That should be the first thing looked at. Okay. Ain't nobody looking at that.
Okay, I'm not. So, okay.
All the victims.
I can say that, yes, they need to be charged with child endangerment for putting their children in that area knowing allegations or prior allegations. Number two, he should be held accountable because he had sex with underage girls. That's just point blank, period. I have a child, and if a man touched my child and she was under the age, then I have a problem with it. If I put my child in an unhealthy environment where I have heard allegations of this man doing this, that, and third. He's not the only best-selling artist out here that she can get music lessons from. They could have took her somewhere else.
Jermaine Dupri.
So they didn't have to take her there. So yeah, they should be held accountable. He should be held accountable. It says that he's going to, he can face up to 70 years. And then what I don't understand is how is it that this man owe $100,000 in back child support, but he gets bond. If you in the day-to-day society, if you get pulled over and you have a traffic ticket, you get pulled over for a traffic ticket and they run your number and you have a warrant out for your arrest and back child support, they're going to arrest you. So how is it he's able to get bond? I'm confused. I don't understand what the system...
He's a celebrity.
That's well, all I mean. Really listen... Is. R. Kelly gets no love for me anymore.
There's plenty of celebrities out here who've gotten away with fucking murder. Like,
oh, yeah, they have.
Like Brandy. She's on TV, but she killed the motherfucker drinking and driving. You don't see her having to do an advocacy thing for drinking and driving, alcoholism, and
all
that
shit. That's involuntary. No. That's manslaughter. That's manslaughter. That's a different type.
And see, here's the thing. I don't give a damn. Somebody is not here because of your negligence. Somebody's not
that's
here
why
because
it's not
your recklessness.
That's why it's not involuntary. It's manslaughter, point blank, period.
And she got
point
off.
Blank, period.
But it was actually charged up as involuntary because she didn't know.
What do you mean she didn't know?
That's the story. I didn't know it was going to be that. Like, what? Really?
Okay.
My man D, his girl, killed the dude. Knocked the dude 20 feet across down the road. Coming around the corner, not drinking and driving, but she just happened to be coming driving fast and wasn't, you know, slowing down around the curb. Hit the gas going around the curb. Took dude, launched him. He was in the hospital for about a week. At the end of that week, he died. Now, she wasn't charged. Why? Because he was drunk. And normally, in cases, if you're drunk and you get an accident, you're the one that survives. Not in this situation.
Your man D who?
Huh? D.
That's what I'm saying. Who was driving? I'm confused.
He wasn't driving. His girl.
Oh, so he was killed?
The man that she hit, yeah.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah. He was walking across the street from the gas station.
Oh, I got you. I got you. I got you. So, the way you said it, I was thinking that D rolled up on her and...
No, she was right. We all lived down the street from each other. He was like, yo, she just hit But whatever. Anyway, but...
I'm just baffled at the fact that these females is willing to pay this bond for this man for this child sexual abuse.
I mean, look at Michael Jackson. And I hate to bring him up in this, but hey, you can use him because he's, you know, not saying he can't defend himself. But the record speaks for itself.
But he got acquitted.
The man was constantly accused. But when this man died, even though he was accused and all that, people were still killing themselves behind him. Still. Like, you jumping off of buildings, off of bridges, killing yourself and your family because a child molester, so-called, accused child molester. Michael Jackson had too much money. They couldn't really pin shit on it. Michael Jackson was never going to hit jail.
No, he wasn't going to hit jail.
Ever. And he got too much money
for
that.
And do I think that...
The rest of these motherfuckers ain't got Michael. They ain't got Michael Jackson
money. Hell no, anybody got Michael Jackson money. But do I think that something was going on there? Yeah.
But people still let their kids go
there. That's where it was like, I didn't understand that either. Like, I don't understand as a parent. Me as an average parent who has two children who I have raised, how I can allow them to be put into a situation where I have heard accusations of something transpiring. When my kids would go to their friend's house, I would have to go in the house and I would have to look around the house and I would have to see the cleanliness of the house. I would have to meet their parents. There's type of protocol that I do before my kid can stay there. If your house wasn't clean, you're not staying. If I don't meet the parents, you're not staying. So why would these other, I don't understand these other parents. Money can't buy, you can't buy my child.
That's right. There's a difference.
Money cannot buy my child. I am not that greedy and I am not that where I feel that I need money that bad that I will put my child up in order to get that money. It's not happening. We will eat beans. We will eat rice. We will live underneath a bridge before I do anything to put my child in any type of harm's way. I don't get it. That's just me personally. But I just wanted to touch base on that first episode. So, hey, shout out to me. Check me out. I don't know how often. I'm going to try to be as often as much, but I have a kind of... I feel like I'm talking to myself sometimes. So that's why I have my co-host today so he could, you know, help me along because he's a little more seasoned in this. And I wish my girl E. Reed was on here because, you know, me and her, we vibe really good. Our vibe is good and we relate. And she's helped, you know, inspire me to put my voice out there as Jay has helped inspire her to get back on it. So, you know, there's a lot of inspiration going on this end. There's a lot of inspiration going on her end. Just to give a shout out to all my family and friends and my Halanas team that I'm just beginning to work with, Team Endless, and City Boy United. And that's all I got for you guys today. Have a good one.
You gonna run off this fire? Bye.
Oh, say
have a good one, guys.